Hello, my Believer creators. Welcome to Believer Creator Radio. This is Rob Malone, and I want to give you a heartfelt and sincere thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you for tuning in. I know there's a billion things to do all the time with your life, and I'm glad that you chose a few minutes to sit with me and let's talk. Wow, I'm a little off my game today. So let me start it off with one question for you. Are you ready to rumble? All right, let's take it up a notch. So today we're talking about nurturing leads and creating believers. And so what is a believer? Maybe we should start there. So a believer is someone who believes in you, believes in your product, believes in your service, all right? So you're out there and they are thinking about, I'm really thinking about maybe, you know, I should get a lawyer. You know, this insurance company's not being very responsive. You know, me and my daughter were very seriously hurt. She's probably going to need possibly years of physical therapy. And I'm just kind of worried. I don't know that I'm being treated fairly. I need a lawyer. Okay, now, what I want you to do is to spin yourself and put yourself in that person's shoes, right? What do you think they are? Scared. Scared, worried, concerned, overwhelmed, emotional. There's probably some emotional pain, right? There's some physical pain. It's just a lot going on. Their life is upside down. It's bothering them. They need a solution. So they go on Google or whatever, Avvo or something, and they see all these lawyers. All right. Do this exercise sometime. Look and see if you can, from a layman's standpoint, differentiate any difference. Understand they don't know anything about briefs, writing motions, right? They don't understand any of that stuff. And when you're looking at a lawyer's page, ask yourself, if I was Joe Schmo, you know, who worked at the 7-Eleven, would I understand or even give a crap about everything that's on this page? And my answer or my suggestion is, or I believe that the answer would be no. If you look at it honestly, you'd say no. They don't give a crap because they don't know what that means. And meaningless terms like "we'll fight for you," "insurance companies are afraid of us," they're a dime a dozen. There's no proof to that. Testimonials are great. Testimonials are powerful, but you have to first hook them in before they'll even look at your testimonials. So what we want to do when we hook them in, we really want to think about what is it in their shoes? What is it that they're thinking for? What is it that they're looking for? They really are looking for relief, security, and comfort. All right? They're not looking for a great lawyer. Yeah. What? Huh? They're not looking for a great lawyer. They're not. Because that's not how our brains work. All right? Let me get a little excited here. This is the part I love. I love our brains. I love learning about our brains. And we want to focus on two parts, the amygdala and the prefrontal cortex. Okay? First thing you need to know, when the amygdala is engaged, the prefrontal cortex shuts down. When the prefrontal cortex is engaged, the amygdala shuts down. They have an inverse relationship. Why is this important? The amygdala is emotion. The prefrontal cortex is logic. When you are emotional, you cannot make a logical decision. When you are being logical, you don't feel emotions, right? Now, it's not an off-on switch, right? If you are, you know, just slightly emotional about something, you don't fully lose your ability to logic, right? But if you are like, you know, in a total panic attack, logic's out the window. It's gone. All right. So why is this important? Okay. The main reason why this is important is because when they look at our brains, right? When they're analyzing their brains and they're observing people and they're running their whatever electrodes into the brains and studying brain waves and patterns and neurons and what's firing, they know this. They know that when we make a decision, the amygdala is engaged, right? Our decisions are all based on emotion. Every decision. Don't tell me you're not that way. You are, because it's physically impossible not to be that way. That is how our brain works. That is the neurology. So what does this mean? It means that when someone chooses a lawyer, their first thing is emotion. Their second thing is logic. So once the amygdala makes the decision, once we've made the decision on an emotional level, now the prefrontal cortex lights up, okay? And it starts attaching logic to that. So if we don't grab them emotionally first, all your credentials mean nothing. And you have a very, very short window to grab them, all right? So we want to touch on emotions like safe, understand, we get where you're coming from. You are in a really bad place, right? Resonate with them and the place that they are in right now. You're probably feeling overwhelmed and scared. Are you having a hard time with an insurance company? Do you not know what to do? All right. So that's the first thing. So now, where does this go with believer creators? We want to then take them through a process where they believe in you, right? Where you are the only option in town, where they never ask about fees. Money will always come into discussion somewhere down the line, but they want to make that decision. You want them to get so emotionally engaged. Again, understand this, emotionally engaged, so emotionally engaged in you that they can't stand the thought of going with anyone else, right? It's like you see someone and you think back to high school, you see someone, your heart flutters, you're totally in love with them. It's agonizing to think that you won't be with them, right? That she won't go out with me, or he won't go out with me, or he doesn't notice me, or she's dating the quarterback, right? It's that agonizing pain. You can't think about anything else. Oh, why doesn't she like me? Oh, right? So that's the thing about creating believers, that they can't imagine or envision anyone else. Their life is over if you won't take them on as a client, right? That's where you want them to be. So we will discuss more in further podcasts exactly how to create believers, how to make yourself the only game in town, even if there's a million other lawyers around you. This is the game. This is where you're going to win the game. So with that, I again want to tell you, thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Take these little nuggets or these little seeds and plant them and let those little money trees grow. With that, go out, crush it, and carpe diem.